Hello and Merry Christmas to you. I hope you're enjoying the sounds and sounds of Christmas. I certainly am. The festive season is one of my favorite times of year. And this week, my family and I bundled into our car and went on a light safari here in Andover. What's a light safari, I hear you ask?
What's a light safari?
Well, thank you for asking, everyone else in the room. It's like a regular safari, except that there are less lions. Basically, instead of trying to spot wildlife at a game reserve, you're looking for the appearance of Christmas lights. It's fun and it's so much safer than trying to get a close selfie with a lion. So my family and I headed out to see what we could see. And it wasn't long before we spotted the unmistakable glow of the light-spotted reindeer seen here in this picture. And they only seem to emerge around this time of year, so we were very fortunate to see one of those. And there were multicolored bulbs everywhere. And sometimes we even spotted a glowing blow-up snowman on a lawn somewhere. But then we turned down this dark lane and we headed around a corner into a secluded village, which suddenly dazzled us. There were so many Christmas lights in this one village, and the occupants of my car let out wow after wow. It was absolutely amazing. Now, the funny thing is, this village is actually quite close to where I live, but because it sits on the other side of a hill, you can't see the lights until you go over it or around it. They're like a hidden treasure that people in Andover, very, very few of them actually know about it. On the other hand, we live on top of a hill, and every time we drive home at night, we can see this one house from miles and miles away. It is absolutely covered in Christmas lights. And because it's so high up on the hill, you can't miss it. It's like a beacon. You know, every Christmas I see it, and I think to myself, I wonder how many of the 50,000 or so residents in Andover have been cheered up by seeing it over the years. Because that's the thing about lights, isn't it? They cheer people up. They give them hope during dark times. And we do live in dark times, don't we? There's the daily tragedy of lives that are being extinguished by diseases like this awful coronavirus pandemic. But there's also dark deeds taking place everywhere, such that so many people don't even see them anymore because they've got used to the darkness. You know, lies are called alternative truths, and truth is rejected in favor of agendas. I'm told my microphone hasn't been working. How long has that been going on? Okay, it's been really distorted. Sorry about that. But we live in a time that's really dark. Corruption is rampant and self-interest seems to trump the communal good all the time. The rich grow richer at the expense of the poor. Injustice is so widespread as to be accepted as normal. And conspiracy theories are given a platform while prophetic voices are treated as if they're the superstitious ones. It can all seem rather overwhelming at times. And many people are struggling to find hope and peace this Christmas. You know, as Christians, we believe that Christmas is a source of joy for all people, but that doesn't mean that they can all see it. Like the village that my family discovered hidden behind a hill, the bright shining joy of Christmas can easily be missed. And the question I want to ask those of you who consider yourselves followers of Jesus this Christmas is this: how visible are the hope and the joy that Jesus has brought into your life? Are they on display for everyone to see? Or are you hiding the only light that brings lasting hope? Are you hiding who you really are? And if you're watching and you wouldn't consider yourself to be a Christian, can you see the hope that Jesus brings to millions? Or do Christians not really stand out to you as people filled with hope right now? Is it possible that you just know the wrong Christians? You know, Christians whose hope is invisible in the dark times, who never reflect that Jesus is a shining beacon of hope to them. According to the writings of Jesus' earliest disciples, recorded for us in the New Testament part of the Bible, that's what Christians should do. Matthew, who was a disciple who wrote an account of the life and the teachings of Jesus so that his words would continue to inspire generations after him, Matthew tells us about a time when Jesus taught his disciples about the importance of standing out like lights in a dark world. You see, to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, we need to do what he did. Jesus described himself as a light in the world, the light of the world. But that's also how he described his true followers. In chapter 5 of his account of the life of Jesus, Matthew says that when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them.
Now, there are two very key details I want you to notice in this verse that will help us to understand what Jesus is about to talk about. Firstly, notice where they were. They were up on a mountainside. And that's important because it helps us remember the main point of his sermon. Secondly, notice who he's teaching. There's a big crowd of people around, but it's his disciples who come to him and he teaches them. And right now, you know, this live stream, we have hundreds of people live listening in from all over the world, and I hope that my teaching this morning helps you all in some way. However, I hope most of all this morning to remind those of you who consider yourselves to be followers of Jesus that this sermon that Jesus preached was aimed at his disciples. So if you're not a Christian and you're watching, this kind of lets you off the hook, doesn't it? You can listen to me without any fear that anything I say this morning is going to be bad news. In fact, it's good news for you. So keep listening. And if you are a Christian, I have some good news for you too, because in this sermon preached by Jesus that has become known as the Sermon on the Mount, this is how he describes you. He says, "You are the light of the world. You, disciples of Jesus, you are the light of the world." You know, John, one of Jesus' closest friends, says that Jesus described himself as the light of the world, and he said that whoever follows him will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Now here in Matthew's account, Matthew is telling us that Jesus meant his disciples to understand that not only do they have the light of life, but they also reflect that same light to others in the world. They become a source of joy and a source of light, and they begin to reflect Jesus as they grow more like him. You see, to follow Jesus, to walk in his footsteps, is to become light in the darkness, to bring hope to others. But what does following Jesus really look like? What does a shining example of a Christian really look like? Do we have to look happy all the time? Does living as a citizen of God's kingdom mean that we look like you're from another world where there are no problems? No. In fact, it's just the opposite. You see, according to Matthew, Jesus preached a sermon in which the light of God's coming kingdom was actually being promised to the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those hungry and thirsty for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, the persecuted Christians, those who have been falsely accused, the prophets who call darkness darkness and willingly face opposition, scorn, or persecution from those who love doing dark deeds. You see, folks, the light of hope that can never be extinguished is not seen in people who are happy in a dark world. It's seen in people who are brave enough to speak out for those who are suffering, to suffer with them and for them. That's what Jesus did, so that's what his disciples should be seen to be doing too. To become the light of the world, we simply have to follow the example of Jesus, which I regret to inform you is simple to understand, but very hard to do. Christians aren't meant to just be bright and shiny people with big smiles who are blissfully unaware of the suffering taking place all around them. In fact, we're meant to be with people in their suffering, willing to embrace the pain that comes with engaging in a dark world for the sake of God's kingdom to come. We're people who enter into suffering but still have hope in the dark. We give people hope in the dark by revealing that not everyone is willing to simply accept that injustice is happening to others on our watch. We shine as the light of the world by stepping into darkness and letting the darkness know that the people in it are not alone, that someone is fighting for them, that God cares about their suffering and is actively working to save them from this broken and corrupt world. That's what Jesus did. He put aside his comfort and he came alongside the poor and the suffering, the disenfranchised, those longing for peace and searching for hope. He was willing to suffer with them and for them so as to redeem them. That's what made him the light of the world. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas. God, who is with us and for us in this world of suffering. But Christians, is that how other people see us? You are the light of the world. Is that true of you? Jesus sat on a hill in Galilee, teaching his disciples, and he said, "A town on a hill cannot be hidden." Are you that town on a hill whose light is visible to everyone from miles around? Or are you like a village hiding behind a hill in case anyone sees our light and comes to persecute us or make us feel uncomfortable? You know, Jesus made it clear that his disciples were not to hide away like a lamp that has been lit but is put under a bowl. Instead, We're meant to be like a lamp that is placed on a lampstand. We were placed here on purpose so that we could bring light to everyone. You know, in the same way as a town on a hill shines, or a lamp on a lampstand brings light to everyone, we are called to live in such a way as to be visible like Jesus, the light of the world. Not so that others can look at us and say, oh, well done, or thank you very much, or look how wonderful your church is, but rather so that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. You see, being the light of the world means being a beacon that not only combats the darkness of this world, but also reveals God's kingdom is near. God is present in our suffering, rescuing people from despair. And if you're watching today and you feel a deep sense of despair about what's going on in the state of this world, I would encourage you to look to Jesus and find hope again. You know, his church is made up of very imperfect people in an imperfect world. But God is with us, and it's him that we want to point you to, not us. It's his hope that lightens up the darkness. You know, when we live like the darkness doesn't matter, we only reveal ourselves. But when our words and our actions actually reveal Jesus, at that stage, we become the light of the world, a beacon of hope that can be seen standing against the darkness in our time. Christians, the world needs to witness a different way of living, a bright reflection of the love and the justice of God. The same love and justice revealed in the law and in the prophets of the Old Testament, then by Jesus in the New Testament, and now modeled by us. To stand out can be uncomfortable, I get it. It can be dangerous. It's very easy to hide our light for fear of criticism or personal loss. But all around us, those suffering people cry out for a glimmer of hope, a glimpse of God's kingdom come, light in the darkness. And it's up to us as to how we respond. Church, I want to challenge you to light up the world this Christmas with actions on behalf of the poor and the disenfranchised, everyone living in some form of darkness who needs to see great light of the hope that can only be found in Jesus. You are the light of the world. Who is God calling you to shine for today? Who will you serve sacrificially? Who will you come alongside and encourage? Who will you stand up for in the face of injustice? What will you risk for someone else? What's your next step?